Last spring, UW-Eau Claire Chancellor Jim Schmidt got word that his campus would be hit by a 16% reduction in state aid, the third largest cut of all UW schools. When combined with a deficit from the previous campus budget and a decline in enrollment, the home of the Blue Golds faced a shortfall of more than $12 million. To free up some money, Schmidt announced he would offer incentives for older faculty and staff to retire early.
The voluntary separation program was formed after a program we'd used successfully in Minnesota, and Eau Claire was the first one to develop and implement that program. About half of the UW schools ended up doing that.
There were 98 faculty and staff who took early retirement at UW-Eau Claire. Among them were Terry and Liz Schmelsky, who taught communications on campus for more than 36 years. When the incentive program went public, Liz says they began to talk about retiring.
We didn't react emotionally. We really sat down, the two of us, and thought, what is best for our life? Where some people were just angry. And it seems like recently everyone who's been leaving UWEC is leaving in anger or frustration or disappointment, whether they're leaving for another job or they're retiring.
Despite that anger, there was a sense early retirement was a way to avoid mass layoffs. Jeff Peterson chairs UW-Eau Claire's political science department. He says it was the best choice in a bad situation.
I know people on campus who took retirement early because they wanted to make sure that, you know, newly hired faculty didn't get fired. I mean, they explicitly said, you know, I could keep going, I'm fine, I can keep teaching, but if my retiring saves somebody else's job, then I'm more than willing to do it.
Officials say UW-Eau Claire saved more than $5 million on the buyouts, which was less than half of the university's total shortfall. To cover the rest, administration laid off some employees and left unfilled positions open. Buyouts included, 179 full-time positions were lost, which works out to 15% of the entire workforce. Student Senate President Jake Rassi says that has hurt instruction. He says there are 197 fewer course offerings this year, and class sizes are growing.
Because of this, all over the institution, students are noticing, even if it's slight in some cases, that their one-on-one experiences with the professor become more difficult when you have many, many more students in a single section of a class.
But not all students say they've noticed the changes. Erin O'Brien is a sophomore and leader of the UW-Eau Claire College Republicans. She says she hasn't been impacted and believes the university can weather the storm.
Unfortunately, that does come with a loss of employees and administration and faculty, which is devastating, and that is something that I hate to see happen. But when it comes to something like a deficit within the state budget, you have to take cuts where they're necessary.
Chancellor Schmidt says UW-Eau Claire's budget is balanced through this year thanks to spending down the last of its tuition reserves and additional cuts to things like facilities and administration. He's hoping for more funding or at least more flexibility in the next state budget. Schmidt says another round of cuts like this would fundamentally cripple the UW system and its campuses. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.